guards escorted us through the maze of hallways once again. I'd come so close to death so many times that nothing about it felt like a game anymore. It was just a prison, and I was numb to everything. 2 games ago, I figured it was best not to think about it too much, but at this point, I wasn't thinking about anything at all. Eventually, we were dumped out into a large circular room with a smaller circular platform in the middle. We were surrounded by doors, but where they led was anyone's guess, and I wasn't guessing, though a gnawing feeling of fear and panic that started growing in my stomach. I followed the herd onto the platform, raised off the ground by a single step. Then, someone started talking to us over the loudspeaker. It was that robot bitch again. I hated her. I wouldn't listen to anything she said, except I knew I needed to. I had to snap myself out of this daze or I wouldn't hear what I had to do. Finally, I forced myself to listen, but it was too late. She had stopped talking. The instructions had already been given, and I was clueless. I tried looking to see if there was anything that would help me figure it out, but then out of nowhere, the platform started to spin. What the hell was going on? Why were we spinning? And there's music playing? It sounded like a children's nursery rhyme, which usually meant something especially horrible was going to happen. I had to get somebody to tell me the instructions, or I didn't have a chance. In a panic, I found the guy closest to me and grabbed him by the collar, saying, "What's going on?
Back off! Just tell me what's happening! Let go of me!"
"Look, I'm sorry. Please, I'm not trying to fight. I just need you to tell me what game we're playing."
"Weren't you listening?"
"I zoned out. I don't have my meds, man."
"You zoned out?" "All right, moron. Listen, when the music stops, they're gonna call a number, and then we have 30 seconds to get into one of those rooms with the exact number of people. Got that?"
"Got it. You wanna team up?"
"Sure, whatever, as long as we make it out of this thing alive."
Almost as soon as we agreed to team up, the platform stopped. The music cut, and the lights started flashing. They called out a number, 5. That's when we started running towards the closet doors. But then, as soon as we got there, a fight broke out in front of it. There were already 6 people in there, and they were trying to kick someone out while other people were trying to get in. We ran off to the side as I tried to stay as close as possible to my only ally. Otherwise, I'd have to start from scratch. One person latched onto us in the chaos. Then we saw 2 people in the room by themselves. We ran as fast as we could, charging into the room just before another group. The door was closed on them an instant later, and they had to go find somewhere else. There was still about 10 seconds left before the end of the round. I caught my breath as the sounds of gunshots rang out. The guards were busy culling the stragglers. No matter how many times it happened, I never got used to it. After the slaughter, we were stuck in the room while the bodies were removed. Once we were let out, we saw just how much blood had been spilled on the floor. But our only option was to get back on the platform. The game was still going. The 5 of us decided to stick together, thinking the next number would be bigger. The platform started spinning again, and the music played as we waited and waited. The platform stopped, and the number was called again. But this time, it was 3. Before we knew it, the others left me and my friend behind. We rushed off, trying to find a 3rd person, but everyone kept getting snatched up right in front of us. We were getting desperate. Then, suddenly, my friend made a mad dash away from me. I didn't know what was happening, but I figured he had found a person alone in a room, so I followed him. As I arrived at the door, he shoved me away and slammed the door in my face.
"Hey! What the hell are you doing?"
That's when I realized there were already 2 people in the room.
"Let me in! Let me in! Let me in!"
I was betrayed. I didn't even have time to look for another group. I looked around right as the time ran out. There were plenty of other people outside with me, but we just couldn't get it together in time, so we were all doomed. I knew what was next. The guards were coming for us. There was nowhere to run and no way to defend ourselves. Despite all that, I still wanted to live. There had to be a way. There had to be.
"No, please, just let me go. I won't tell anyone. I swear. Please!" Ah!
You're dead. You're dead. The first thing they did to me was throw me on the ground like a dog. At least, that's as far back as I can remember. I was in this huge windowless room with hundreds of other people. We were all wearing either green or pink, and the pink people were wearing black masks over their faces. Some of them were holding weapons too. As far as I could tell, with the gigantic slides and jungle gyms and the sand everywhere, we were supposed to be in some sort of oversized playground, but it was clear that nobody was there to have fun. That was the only thing I understood, despite the dizzyingly high ceilings. This was a dungeon! Only, I had no memory of how I got there. I'd almost forgotten who I was. I was one of these people wearing green, with numbers on them. The masked men in pink had corralled us in there for some reason, and it didn't look like it was going to be good. And there weren't just old men there, but women too. And some of the people around me looked young enough to be my kids. Everyone looked so afraid, begging and pleading to be let out. I didn't even have the faintest idea of entering this room, or what could be outside of it.
Hey! Pay attention!
What do you want from me?
Take the tin!
Okay, I have it. What do I do now?
You may begin when the timer starts.
Timer? I don't even know what I'm supposed to do. Come on, please. You gotta tell me. I can't remember anything.
Cut out the shape.
The shape? What the hell does that even mean?
One more word and I'll eliminate you before the game begins.
Okay. I understand.
That was it. Those were the last words I managed to get that faceless guard to speak to me. Then, the timer started. 10 minutes were on the clock, and already counting down before I had any clue what to do, I started panicking, looking around at what the others were doing. They were all opening their tins and taking out a needle, so I did the same. I popped the lid off, and sure enough, there was my needle. But then there was also the shape. The one thing I was supposed to cut out with nothing but that single measly little needle. It wasn't a basic shape like a triangle or a square. It was the most complicated, psychotic abomination of an outline stamped into a thin layer of brittle poured sugar. It looked like a triangle drawn by a schizophrenic sketch artist tripping on every substance known to man. I was completely and totally screwed.
You've gotta be joking. No, this isn't fair. How am I supposed to do this?
Psst.
Hey, you, what's going on? Do we really only have 10 minutes?
Yes, so shut up. We don't have time to talk.
Shit. Okay. Damn it. This is gonna take forever. There has to be a better way.
Even with all the tricks I stole from other people, the task was impossible. With just 10 minutes and such a complicated shape to carve out, it was hopeless. Then, other people started to break their cookies, and the consequences for failure became painfully obvious. The penalty was death, delivered by the armed guards standing over us. Whatever they shot us with, it wasn't normal. It was some kind of poison or venom.
No, wait! Please! Let me try again!
With people getting taken out all around me, my nerves were out of control. I couldn't stop my hands from shaking. It was only a matter of time before I screwed up. Just a few seconds after I cracked it, that guard was standing over me. I knew what was coming next. But then, even though the mask concealed any emotions he might have been having, I could tell that he was hesitating. He didn't waste a second with that woman, but with me. His weapon was pointed right at me, yet he wasn't doing anything. I realized I just might have a chance if I could somehow reach this person and get them to stop the madness.
Please don't do it! I have a family! My wife is pregnant and my son is trying to go to college! I just wanted to win some money to pay for his tuition! All I wanted was for us to be happy! Please!
Number 51, why is he still alive?
Don't listen to that! Don't listen to any of them! You can stop this!
Number 51, kill him!
No, please!
Kill him!
Just let me go! I'm begging you!
You're lucky, 51. A few more seconds and you'd be dying with him.
I understand.
Tell me, 51. Why did you hesitate?
That man... He was my father.
Your commitment to the game is admirable. Now, eliminate player 137.
Roger.
Thank you.
My nightmares kept me up on the third night. We'd been through two games already, and we were down half the number of people that started. The way the guards took us out with no mercy, no hesitation, not even the slightest hint of remorse. I couldn't stop thinking about it. I'm sure it was on everyone's mind. The sleeping area was dark and silent, except for the few people crying as quietly as they could. Nobody was actually asleep. By then, we'd all realized that even though there wasn't a game happening, we weren't safe in our beds. Most people grouped up into teams thinking they'd be protected, but I only had one friend. He was in the bunk below me, and we took turns sleeping and keeping watch. It was my turn to sleep, though I couldn't shut my eyes without seeing the face of someone I saw get taken out right in front of me. The only thing left of them was a few thousand bucks sitting in the giant golden piggy bank, hanging from the ceiling in the center of the room. The whole game felt as ridiculous as it was terrifying, with the hundreds of people in the room still vying to win. I wasn't optimistic about my chances. Just as I was finally about to get some shut-eye, I was in for a rude awakening.
Hey, wake up!
What do you want?
I have an idea. Let's go take out the other players while they're asleep, catch them off guard, and then get them out of the game. It'll improve our odds of winning. You're insane. You can't go around killing people. It's not against the rules. Besides, it's only a matter of time before someone else gets the same idea. We might as well get ahead of the curve. No way. Nobody said anything about that. You little chicken shit. Just look at them. They're all asleep and vulnerable. It's the perfect time for an attack. If we don't want those bigger groups to come after us, we have to act now. I won't help you. I'm not a monster. Come on, don't you see all that money? It could be ours. We just have to take out the competition. No. What was that you said about your wife being sick? Don't you need the money to help her? Isn't that why you're here? I'm not a murderer. Well, I'll be one if you don't grow a pair of nuts! Dude, where the hell did you get that? If you aren't with me, then you're against me. I'll have to gut you first. Okay, fine. I'll help you.
I don't know how my friend found that knife, but it didn't matter. He used it to pressure me into helping him. We talked about how we would do it, so I forced myself to say everything I was about to do was in self-defense. It was me or them, according to my friend's plan. I wouldn't have to take anyone out directly. I just had to knock them over or hold them down while he did all the cutting. I could keep my eyes closed while he was busy, so I wouldn't have to watch. We snuck out from our side, hiding between the bunks to make our way across the room to the stragglers sleeping on their own. When we found our first victim, I could feel my heart beating in my chest. My whole body felt like it was on fire, but right next to me, my friend was calm, collected, and ready to carry out the plan. I crept up behind the bunk and watched the person in it breathing. It seemed like they were asleep. I hesitated, but my friend was behind me, waiting for me to start. I had no choice. That's when I pinned the man down. Then my friend rushed over and slit his throat. I watched the man try to scream for help until my friend pulled me off to take someone else out. We raced to find our next victim, but we'd set off a chain reaction and the whole room was in the middle of it all. We found an old woman hiding in the corner. I didn't think. I just grabbed her and ripped her out into the open where my friend cut her open. I had to keep moving. If I stayed still, I was dead. We kept going, searching and taking out everyone in sight. Then we found a couple huddled together underneath a bunk. I dragged the man out as he tried to fight back, telling his wife to run. He almost got to his feet, but my friend was there to cut his throat before he could get the chance. After him, it was the woman. After watching what he did to that innocent woman, I couldn't take it anymore. I knew I couldn't live with any more guilt, so while my friend was distracted, I ran away. I went back to our bunks where I knew it was safer. Then I hid nearby. All I could hear was the screaming, just never-ending screaming. Eventually, my friend found me. He was covered in even more blood, and he still had that knife.
Congratulations, man! You finally grew a pair! You need to stop this. Let's just play the game fairly now, okay? Do you know why I had to slaughter all those people? Do you?
Because the less people there is, the more money in the piggy bank?
Exactly! Wait, no! Please!